when I was 16, 10 years ago, lived in a crappy third floor apartment with my boyfriend. I was home alone, lying on the living room couch, texting, when out of the peripheral, I saw someone standing at the edge of the hallway leading to the bedrooms. It didn't freak me out because we had people in and out all the time, and a roommate who had girls over regularly. I didn't even look up from my phone right away. But after a few moments of the person lingering, I finally looked up, and when I did, no one was there. That had me sitting up. That tingly sensation ran through me from my head to the base of my spine, and I stared at the hallway's opening while I dialed my boyfriend. I asked him where he was, when he'd be back, to please come back, to hurry, all of that. I didn't want to tell him I just saw a ghost, or that I thought I did. I also felt kind of silly, because I felt like I couldn't leave the couch. I was never a spaz like that, so I think he could tell something was up. I told him I thought I saw someone, and he got real quiet. So I explained the whole thing and tried to laugh it off, but he didn't laugh. Then he told me one of his friends had brought a Ouija board over while I was at work a few days prior. I was reeling over that because my family is superstitious and had pounded into my head that Ouija boards are dangerous. He said nothing happened when they used it at the apartment, but that when he was driving his friends home with the board tossed in the trunk before coming to get me from work, the steering wheel jerked and they almost wrecked. He said they chucked the board into the woods. I felt like I really did see a spirit. I feel like I really did see a spirit, just because it would be too much of a coincidence. All of that taking place within a week's time, and I had no prior knowledge of the board or the incident. Also, I'm still with the same guy. I brought it up, and he claims it's true. That his wheel jerked in his hands, and it freaked him and his friend out so much they ditched the Ouija board right where it happened. So, to start this off, that's happened back in 2020. Right after my grandfather passed, his house was completely empty. He had passed away inside the house. He left behind a dog, which would run away to return back to my grandparents' house any chance he got. The house just down the road from ours, so it wasn't much of a problem. Occasionally, we would let the dog in the house so he could feel at home. One day, me and my cousin decided to stay that night. For a while, we just hung out and played some card games. After a while, we heard three knocks on the outside of the front door. At first, we thought someone was at the door, so we answered. But no one was there. No cars in the driveway either. The dog came from the other room barking, so we know it wasn't just us. The next day, I told my brother, and he informed me that my grandfather always knocked three times. My brother demonstrated the knocks, and it sounded just like the ones we heard. Moral of the story is, I believe it was my grandfather's ghost knocking, maybe to mess with us or scare us, or maybe to let us know he was still around. Both of my grandparents were heavy smokers, and occasionally, I'll smell cigarette smoke. Nowhere near a smoker. I take that as a sign that my grandparents are near. Edit. I'm not sure I believe in supernatural. I believe we can't know what happens after death until we experience it ourselves. That being said, this is just meant to be a lighthearted story on my own experiences. I've also experienced with what I believe were skinwalkers. But again, it could have been anything else. This is just what I've seen and my explanation for it. So, back in 2006, my mother passed away from a brain aneurysm. I took it very hard due to my mother being my entire world. My dad was an asshole when I became a teenager. But fast forward to that May, my dad moves another lady into our house. Mom and dad were married for about 25 years, and she doesn't like me and vice versa. I don't like her. She wants me to call her mom, doesn't like my friends and everything I do, she hates. That August, I spent my 17th birthday in a mental health place due to cutting. It was the first time Dad found out what I had been cutting myself, but I started at 13 years old. I spent a week in that place and come home, and it's still a living hell there. The only plus was I became sexually involved with her son, who was very sexy in my eyes. She didn't know that we were sexually involved. Let you know, this was my stepbrother. We are not blood related. Now, fast forward again to November. They decided to kick me out of the house because I took some of my dad's Percocets and Oxy and was selling them at school. I withdrew from school before I got expelled. So, Dad chose this witch over his child, was all I could think. I ended up going to the detention center, similar to juvenile shelter, and that was when it all started to happen. I would wake up in the middle of the night and I would see my mom sitting on the nightstand. At first, I was very weirded out, like freaked out. All I could think was, how is my mom here? Maybe she was still alive, even though I watched her take her last breath. After it happened a few days back to back, I would look forward to seeing her every night, and we would sit there and have conversations till the early morning. Has anyone else ever experienced anything like this? Before I mention the experience I had with spirits, I have to mention two experiences from 2018. When my step-grandma died in 2018, I was in the living room watching TV. I heard something heavy drop in a different room where my step-grandma slept. I called my mom thinking that she fell off her bed. While my mom went to check on her, she saw my step-grandma lying on the bed, passed away. A few days later, after the burial of my step-grandma, one night my mom forgot to blow out all the candles. So she lit one in the living room where my step-grandma died. She rushed into the room so the house wouldn't catch on fire. And as she opened the windows and blew out the candles, she saw the apparition of my step-grandma standing there before disappearing with the smoke. Fast forward a few years later, one night I was going to sleep when I felt a very uncomfortable feeling. It felt like someone was staring at me 1 centimeter from my face. A few minutes later, my leg shakes around by itself, which made me scared as fuck, but I didn't give any reaction to it, as I heard that if you make the spirit see your fear, they want more of it. My leg stopped shaking itself once my mom came into the room. Fast forward a few weeks later, I heard someone or something whisper in my ear, Sulsoris, when I was going to sleep. Next day, when I got up from bed, I translated. I translated the sentence from Latin to English, and I found that it meant so lonely, and it kind of got me worried and questioned a lot of stuff that happened. Fast forward again to this year, early April. I was going to the bathroom, and I heard a female young adult saying my name. So clear that I thought it was one of my neighbors. It wasn't. It scared me a lot. It would be very nice for someone to help me, let me know how to take care of the spirit, and would also be nice to know what should I do if I get another experience with the spirit. Thanks. I'm not a huge believer in the paranormal. but I have had some really creepy, unexplainable experiences in my past. When I was about 14, I was having a sleepover with my friends in one of their basements. I ended up on a mattress on the floor, while my sister got the couch, and my other two friends got the pull-out bed. We went to the bed late in the night, or maybe 1 to 2 a.m. At one point in the night, I woke up and saw something in the corner of my eye. It was a silhouette of a man on the staircase, peering over towards me and my friends. My first thought was, it's probably just my friend's dad or brother checking up on us. I watched as the shadow began to move down the staircase and up to the pull-out bed where my two friends were sleeping. It just stood there staring at them. I was so tired that I couldn't think straight, so I went back to sleep and ignored the shadowy figure. I woke up again a little bit later in the night. I looked over, and the silhouette was yet again coming down the stairs and walking over to us. This time, the shadow walked up to my mattress on the floor, stood over me, completely still. I felt like I couldn't move. All I could do was open and close my eyes. I was getting really scared, so I pretended to be asleep. A minute passed, and I opened my eyes. It was still there, except the shadow was bending down with its face closer to mine. I started shaking and closed my eyes again, hoping and hoping it would just go away. The next time I opened my eyes again, it was gone. I knew it wasn't a dream, but I still don't know what it was. I found out later that my friend's brother wasn't home that night. It was just us and her dad. The only possibilities I can think of are it was her dad, not likely really creepy. It was sleep paralysis, more likely. It was an intruder. It was a ghost. What do you guys think? Do any of you have similar experiences? Now, it is to be said, I do have severe psychosis and suffer from hallucinations. I am on medicine, which they went away but recently came back. Just a few hours ago, a pack of cards appeared at our door. My mom told me about them. She didn't want me to touch them till she figured out what they were. I checked them and they didn't seem evil or anything. So I just shuffled them and laid them out in front of me, closed my eyes and picked some while they were upside down. Some of the ones I chose seemed accurate, but one was kind of weird. It said spirit, nothing evil. It mostly said something like comfort watching. Now, for the shadow figure, I don't know what it is, human or not human. I'll be laying in bed. I have a bunk bed. And now the corner of my eye, half of the head will peer down the side of the front bunk from the top bunk. It doesn't seem harmful and just likes to watch. It usually remains on the top of my bed. Sometimes I talk to it and make jokes, but it's escalated. And I was talking to it and it seemed to respond. I was wondering what this thing was. And I was like, would you mind if I researched about you? Is that okay? And I started hearing this weird ringing or screeching noise coming from the top of my head. It didn't seem scary, but it seemed like it was saying it didn't want me to research it. After I did the card reading, and now, I'll look back and see the shadow head peeking up from behind my bed against the wall. It will immediately go back down. When I tried to get a glimpse of it, though, for a while, I thought I was just imagining it until my mom started bringing up things I had never told her. She was saying things like, hey, are you okay? I just felt like something was calling me in here. Me and my mom will also hear each other's voices, saying our names, or having vivid memories that apparently had never happened. It doesn't seem evil, but It has been escalating. Should I bless myself or something? I'm not very religious, so. Hi, all. This is my first time posting here, so please let me know if you need more info. Yesterday, so I could get more sleep, my husband took our baby for the morning. I had a dream in which a ghost and spirits were following. In this dream, I kept telling the spirit I was not afraid of it and walking away. I was actually afraid. At the point in my dream, my spirit blew onto the side of my neck and all my hair stood up on the back of my neck. Then I started violently shaking my shoulder. I woke up to being shook by my shoulder. I tried to get back to sleep, but it happened again. Without the dream this time, but I'm confused. Has this happened to any of you? I checked on my family and baby to make sure they were okay, but I just don't know what to think. Kind of freaked out, to be honest. So I've had multiple paranormal encounters, and I think they all add up to something. I just don't know what. I will post some other stories later, but maybe a month ago I had a dream about a young woman with dark hair whose presence didn't feel fearful, but also didn't feel welcoming. And we made eye contact, and she gradually became older. And for some reason, I couldn't get it out of my mind. Maybe 2 weeks later, I bring it up to my dad. Turns out he had the same dream with the same woman, except my dad was experiencing sleep paralysis, and the woman who became older started screaming at him, but without any voice. And he said it felt like he was slowly losing the air out of his lungs and he couldn't breathe. He had some extreme sleep apnea ever since the incident. Turns out my mom had the same dream with the same woman. She didn't give me much detail, just that her face contorted, and it looked like she was from a horror movie, and I couldn't get it out of my head. More background. I had a dream. I was going through my dad's old house, and we found a guitar and started playing it, and out of nowhere, a man who was just kind of present the whole dream shoots himself, and then his body kind of molds into a decomposed, larger body, then gets up and gets in my face and grabs me, saying, "You can't stop it, Jackson," twice, and then I wake up. The house is weird. The outside is my dad's house. The inside is a house I'd never seen before. But somehow, everything about and from previous dreams, I know that the house is always a present for a bad dream, and I know the house is haunted. Does anyone have any explanation on what this could be?